Well, remember the Australia card, and it was proposed some decades ago now, I think, and remember how we resisted it. Well, we're wondering about national security, we're wondering about national privacy, and facial recognition technology. There is a proposal from the Council of Australian Governments, COAG, to share their databases. And we're joined now by Associate Professor Bruce Baer-Arnold from the University of Canberra. Do you have some concerns about our biometric data being shared?
I have fundamental concerns. A range of lawyers, range of civil society organisations, certainly a range of technology specialists have fundamental concerns about this. It's a bad idea. It's more than a proposal, because it is going to happen. It's a bad idea. Essentially, it's an election gimmick, which unfortunately the ALP has gone along with.
So what is it they're actually planning to do?
There'll be sharing at this stage, sharing of your biometric image, your photo on your driver's licenses. So the national government, which already has a very substantial biometric database, people mm-hmm. with passports, for example, people who work in various government agencies, people in the private sector who are working at airports and seaports, state government, territory government, driver's license images will be provided to the Commonwealth for a range of purposes. And we're told, misleadingly, that this will prevent terrorism.
So it's supposed to prevent terrorism. Now, why do you say it's misleading that they say this?
Well, there are a number of reasons. Firstly, some of the matching is rather fuzzy. So we'll almost certainly have people being detained, and the detention regime, under as far as terrorism is concerned, has been significantly strengthened recently. So the national government has a proposal that we can retain 10-year-olds for several days without charge. So, some people almost certainly be wrongly detained. The technology is not a silver bullet. It's not foolproof. And it's particularly worrying idea, because we'll see creep. It's typically with national security, it starts off in one area and it extends. So we'll see sharing of other information. The Prime Minister, in what he claims has been clarification before and after the COAG announcement, Prime Minister said, well, yes, we'll private sector. So it appears that there is certainly some intention in parts of government that we will share information from private sector entities, so retail malls. There's no reason why there won't be access to CCTV at the University of Newcastle. Basically any private entity at Newcastle.
And so that would then be matched up with the database, and they may draw conclusions which we may not like.
Yeah, it's a grossly disproportionate move. And in terms of will this solve terrorism? Typically, this sort of biometric technology is useful it's useful on a forensics basis. It's useful when something bad has happened. It won't catch some terrorists in Australia. And a nice example of this is think of the mass killing in the US recently. Yeah. So we have someone who you'd traditionally regard as a lone wolf, goes to Las Vegas with many guns, and shoots, 50 or so people. Biometrics would not have stopped that.
Are there any alternatives that we feel or that you feel could be used instead?
Well, I think in practice, if we don't, national security is necessarily a black box. Government correctly will not disclose many of its procedures in dealing with national security. We actually don't want to know this. There is a necessary degree of trust. But what we can tell certainly a there's academics, people who sort of who research in this area. And if we look at, say, the government reports, so what government has disclosed, if we look at, say, court reports, it's fairly clear that most of the effective action relating to groups of terrorists is actually coming from within those groups. So informants, for example. We're not talking high tech. We're talking undercover operatives. We're talking members who've realized that terrorism is not a good thing. We're talking about relatives, associates, friends, very low tech, not the sort of the Tom Cruise sort of giant computers forecasting people's future of behavior on the way that they smile or don't smile, where they went to school, that sort of thing.
Well, it sounds as though we do have something to look at, and that is Big Brother getting even bigger.
Yes, and we don't, there's a fundamental issue here. We don't have an effective, coherent national privacy regime. New South Wales has got specific privacy statutes, but with huge carve-outs. At the national government level, we have a number of statutes. They're weakly administered by the famously toothless tiger known as the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner. Some Australian jurisdictions, so Western Australia and South Australia, for example, still haven't managed to get a Privacy Act. So the overall framework here is very weak.
So thank you very much for bringing us those concerns.
A pleasure.
That's Associate Professor Bruce Bear-Arnold from the University of Canberra, from the School of Law and Justice there.